You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
It's SRA 2018 and the community panel is one of the keynotes today. So I'm joined by Adrian and Glory from Represent. First of all, could you explain who you are and what you do?
Hello, my name's Adrian Newman and I am the station manager, caretaker, electrical assistant, miss manager for Represent Radio Station.
Hi, my name's Glory. I am a presenter and a hip-hop show BA.
What does Represent itself do as a station?
Represent has been causing mayhem and chaos on the airwaves since 2011. Boom. And we have launched lots of great young careers, made lots of great radio, created mischief on the airwaves. We've basically just done our thing and, regardless of what everyone else is doing, proved that young people under the age of 25 can absolutely boss everyone else around. Do you think that's right, Glory?
Yes, it's completely right. As one of the youngest, it gives a platform for us to become our own pioneers to our career that's pending, but we're pending on the job. So it's not you're learning and that's it, it's learning and doing it. So if you make a mistake, you need to know how to fix that mistake live on air. If your mic is off, you need to know how to turn it on quickly. So, yeah.
Yeah, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Would you agree that there's a lot more freedom with a station like yours?
It depends what you're comparing it to, really. I mean, you know, we've got a huge amount of freedom. We can, like, because we're not restricted by commercial income advertising style, it means we can kind of turn on a penny and change our minds about who we are and what we do quite quickly. So, you know, we can be as niche musically as we wish to be. It's not all about audience figures. I don't care about Twitter followers, Instagram followers. I just don't care. It's all just about the content that goes out on air.
In the talk earlier, Adrian, you mentioned that you're not fond of the word community.
No. Actually, there is a reason why. Okay, there is a reason why, and it is radio related. Right, there was a film out years ago called Blue Juice with Sean Pertwee and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And it was based down in Falmouth, kind of area of Cornwall. And there was this radio station called Smuggler's Cove, I think it was, which they called their local community radio station. It was two old men with pipes, kind of. And that's always just remained in my head as the kind of what community can mean. It almost feels like community means that you're not really trying that hard. You're not really aspiring to this particular level. And yeah, we've got a community license, but community license is just a name. They're radio licenses that were brought in as a result of the pirate radio scene in the 70s and 80s. That's what a community license was. So actually, like, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a license. We're toe-to-toe with One Extra, Capital, all those kind of commercial and public guys. So I don't, you know, it's saying community is almost like downplaying what you do.
And lastly, what advice would you give for anyone wanting to get involved with a station such as Represent?
Okay. Some of the things I was mentioning earlier, just about the way you communicate, you get one shot at it. So, like, make sure that you're making your case really well and you don't just write some glib copy and paste style email that you've sent to lots of different stations. Like, prove that you want to be with us. You know, that's one thing. And the second one is, like, if you want to do radio, do radio. There's download Audacity. Get a little sound card for your computer and make Mixcloud radio shows, because then you're actually doing it. And by the time you've done, I don't know, 20 of them over 20 weeks, you'll actually be quite good at it. And that's the point when you can reach out to us and go, look at my portfolio of work. Look at my kind of Mixcloud shopfront of what I do, and this is my stuff. Then, you know, it's easier for us, because it's not like, oh, here's another person that doesn't have any skills or experience, it's going to take a long time to train up and then probably decide they don't like it. It's like, this is somebody that's already doing it. Oh shit, you can really hear their music tastes and who they are and their character. So, you know, if you're going to do it for sure, and then make sure you communicate with the stations in a really good way so that we don't ignore your email.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.